Jerry Couture fishes salmon on the Yukon River, just across the Alaska-Canada border. He says this year, the fishing has not been good.
The commercial fishery didn't happen. Our very small domestic fishery didn't happen. The recreational fishery was closed. They caught two fish this year. And our Aboriginal fishery, which was allowed to remain open because this is fish for elders, fished 60% longer to get 60% less fish than they normally get.
Only 23,000 Chinook salmon crossed into Canada in the Yukon River this year. This isn't just an ecological or economic problem. It's also a diplomatic one, because an agreement signed by the U.S. and Canada 5 years ago requires that the two countries share the salmon in the Yukon. A certain number of fish are supposed to make it across the border each year. And this year, the number that actually did was barely half of Canada's quota. Couture blames Alaskan pollock fishermen in the Bering Sea, who in the process of catching pollock this year also netted more than 100,000 Chinook, an accidental catch known in the industry as bycatch. He and other members of the Yukon River Panel, the group of Canadians and Alaskans that oversees the salmon agreement, testified at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting Thursday in Anchorage. They argued that the high bycatch levels are crippling the Yukon River salmon run, and in turn keeping the U.S. from upholding its side of the salmon treaty. Couture argues that drastic measures need to be taken.
From our point of view, this has reached the point of emergency now, and that may mean in the short term somebody's going to have to pay a price to reduce it. That's what we're suggesting. But that we understand that in the long term there have to be equitable ways, but in the short term this is an emergency, and that's the point we tried to make to the council today.
There's no biological smoking gun yet that proves the Bering Sea bycatch is the main source of the problems that Couture and other Alaskan and Canadian fishermen are running into on the Yukon. But the sheer volume of the pollock fleet's bycatch has been a major topic of discussion at this week's North Pacific Council meeting. While pollock fishermen are actually catching less of some other types of salmon, the Chinook catch has more than tripled in recent years. That's prompting the council to discuss whether more severe regulation is needed. Right now, the pollock fleet works together voluntarily to avoid certain areas of the Bering Sea where lots of salmon show up. But a growing number of people say that the self-policing system just isn't working. The North Pacific Council's advisory panel is discussing the prospect of a hard and fast cap, which would shut down pollock fishing if a certain number of salmon were caught by the fleet. Stephanie Madsen is the executive director of the At-Sea Processors Association, which represents a large segment of the pollock fleet, and the former head of the North Pacific Council. She says that for the pollock industry, the cap is a scary idea.
A hard cap that would shut the fishery down is huge. The hard cap numbers that people are talking about would immediately shut down the pollock fishery. There's no room for movement in the numbers that they have been talked about. So yeah, that's got our attention.
Right now, the pollock industry's hopes rest on the development of a salmon excluder device for pollock nets, which no one's perfected yet. Madsen says that in the meantime, the council should give the voluntary system another shot.
I recognize that our numbers don't look like anything's working, but it's very difficult to demonstrate, and we continue to work very hard and spend as much resources as we need to try to get that excluder device, because the goal is not to catch the salmon.
The North Pacific Council is hearing testimony on this and other issues through the beginning of next week. In Anchorage, I'm Charles Homans.